USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is hitting another record high. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping 2 cents overnight to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. Gas prices are eating into Americans' paychecks, and many feel stuck.
I'm going to pick up my daughter from college. I'm going to probably use all $115 and then come back, fill up, and so I can get to work. I've already committed to certain things, and that's why this is a big shock. I have no choice but to fill up my gas tank and pay this money. There's no other choice.
President Biden and the First Lady say they are praying for those who have lost loved ones in a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Biden has been briefed by Homeland Security about the mass shooting and will receive updates as information develops. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Today, 90 million people are under the threat of severe weather. Everything from thunderstorms to hail and possible tornadoes. The main concern is going to be the mid-Mississippi Valley and the areas of the southern plains. Damaging winds, large hail, golf ball size and larger are going to be the primary threats, but tornadoes as well, especially across Arkansas and Missouri. This as the heat is on for folks in Las Vegas and Phoenix, with temperatures approaching records at 105 degrees. One person is dead after a small plane crashes into a bridge in Miami. Authorities say three people were on board the Cessna 172 when it crashed into an SUV on the Haulover Inlet Bridge in Miami on Saturday. Authorities say at least one person inside the plane died in the crash, while the other two were injured. The FAA says the plane was headed for Key West when it lost engine power and went down around 1 o'clock. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's Disease, or HD for short. Huntington's Disease is described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Dawn Magid. Dawn is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. Dawn begins by explaining exactly what Huntington's disease is.
Huntington's disease is a fatal genetic disorder that causes people to lose mental abilities, cognitive abilities, and physical abilities. It happens usually kind of midlife, between 30 and 50, that people get diagnosed and oftentimes start showing symptoms of Huntington's disease. It is inherited from a parent who has Huntington's disease, and every child of a parent with the disease has a 50-50 chance of inheriting this disease.
Two game sevens in the NBA playoffs. The Boston Celtics host the Milwaukee Bucks. That tip-off is on ABC at just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. And in the nightcap, the Phoenix Suns host the Dallas Mavericks. That game tips off just after 8 o'clock Eastern time on TNT. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.